15, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Carl.
When you're through checking the circuit breakers, we have a little procedure we'd like to go through here as a further check.
Okay, did you want me to continue checking? I figured after I stand by.
Roger, Jim. We'd like to have a complete check there, and don't reset that circuit breaker, incidentally.
Oh, I understand. Okay, Carl, I checked all the circuit breakers, and that's the only one that seems to be out of configuration.
Okay, very good. What we're going to do, Jim, is to drop the uplink and see what happens. And just to clarify the communications glitch that we had, the ground station lost a power amplifier, and we lost uplink to you. There was apparently no loss of downlink. So what we want to do now is to drop the uplink and see if it creates the same glitches as you got on the AC bus that time. In view of your circuit breaker being out, we don't think there's a connection, but we'd just like to have this final confirmation. And
okay, we're standing by.
To start the procedure here, we'd like to just double check that that the dials for the high gain antenna are setting at pitch minus 30, yaw 276.
Yes, that's correct.
Roger, and verify that we have
yaw,
auto.
Yaw is really.
Go ahead.
Yes, we're on track, auto.
We'd like to have auto and narrow.
Yaw is. Pitch is minus 30, yaw is 270, and track is auto.
Roger, Jim, and what we're going to do now is to drop uplink for 20 seconds, and you are to read out and record the high gain antenna dials and any changes that occur there. Then we'll bring up the uplink, and at that time we want you to reacquire high gain antenna on auto narrow. Okay,
right now the yaw indicator is reading about 280.
What does your dial say?
The dial is 280. The thumb wheel is 270.
That's okay. And are you ready for us to drop the uplink?
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, we'll be dropping the uplink for 20 seconds. Here we go. 15, this is Houston. How do you read?
This is 15. I read you loud and clear.
Roger. Did you observe anything special up there?
Nothing other than the pitch went to zero, and the yaw decreased just very slightly. And of course, when you reacquired, it went back to pitch went back to 30.
We copy. This is Houston. That's enough troubleshooting, and we're ready to go to PTC now. And we'd like to have you use the A and D quads for damping, and use the B and D quads for spin-up. And we'd like to confirm that we are using a spin rate of 0.375 this time.
We copied all that, Carl. A and D for damping, B and D for spin-up, and 0.375 for the rate.
Roger.